This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. People that overshare love for their partners today on social media, like Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Also, Justin Timberlake pretends to like football. Another round of bangers. And imagine if Love Island had to be relocated next year. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. You right today, Chris?
I'm good, yeah. A dentist this morning.
You were telling me about this off-air yesterday. You know what? And I did say to you, if you haven't been for ages, you get a proper telling off.
You get the fear, and then you get a talking to.
Oh, like, but really bad talking to.
And they know when you've last been as well. And then he said, are you in for just a general checkup, or do you have something you want to tell me? As if, like, I have to declare it up front what the problems are. I was like, nah, no problems. Sat down, did the old, like, molar one, molar two, A3.
Then they go, like, yeah, A3 minus two plus
M4.
Zero, M6. What are you doing?
They had a student in watching as well, which I found kind of perturbing. They stood there watching me.
Did they ask before, is it okay for students?
Yeah, they were like, do you mind if someone watches? I was like, I really don't mind.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here opening my mouth.
It's fine. Anyway, open mouth. They put the goggles on me, which aren't like normal sunglasses, are they? They were sort of scientist's glasses, but tinted.
Oh.
Put those on, and I thought, they're missing a trick here. The future for dentists to make that ever so slightly more pleasant would be VR goggles, right?
Yeah. Imagine, so then, like, yes, because, like, all it's doing is protecting you from, like, whatever's going to come out of your mouth, isn't it? Or whatever they're doing, like, whatever feelings are going to fly out. That's why you've got the glasses on to protect your eyes. So why not VR? We could be on a beautiful beach.
That's what I'm saying. You could choose where you want to be. So whilst they're digging around in your mouth, at least you can look around and think, oh, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That'll be the next step.
That's what VR can do.
That'll be the next step. Also, I'll let you into a secret. You know, I like to wear quite big sunglasses. If I can get away with it, the size of the goggles in the dentist would be the size of my actual sunglasses.
Yeah,
if I could pull that off.
What they should do at the dentist is the dentist should offer to take a picture of you with the glasses on as well. That would be an amazing picture, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pay a fiver, you get a picture.
Also, I'd like to know if anyone's been properly told off, like at school told off, at the dentist recently on 8199. They really go in, don't they?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Laura, on the Wirral. Went to the dentist for the first time in years, right? New dentist, fit. Obviously, next appointment went on a dating app and found him, and he'd swiped for her.
No.
She did. It's a very intimate thing, the dentist. They're right up close.
Mate, not when you're lying there with the glasses on, your mouth open wide. Not a good look.
No, but like, if they're fit and they're really that close, it's quite an intimate thing.
No one looks fit that close.
No, the dentist does.
Not when they're...
The dentist does. If someone's fit, they're fit. They're doing all the work. You're the one that looks rubbish.
No one is that fit up close, I'm telling you.
Anyway, listen, Laura's like, can't go to the dentist for 5 years now. Please don't do that, Laura. Find a new one. She messaged him on the dating app. He replied, sorry, I can't date patients.
Scott Mills.
Congratulations to this person who got barred from the dentist. How do you do that?
I think it's if you kick out, surely.
No, it's Damo from Stafford. He says, by the way, it's coming home. He went for an emergency appointment thinking he would do the work there and then. Dentist said, I'm going to have to book you back in. Then Damo muttered a swear word under his breath to himself because another day off work. Dentist is like, don't swear at me. Get out. You're barred.
They do hold all the power. Matt in Highgate says, can dentists work on their own teeth, do you think? Interesting point, that.
No.
Although, going out with a dentist must be so long. Just imagine how long they spend in the bathroom.
Yeah, flossing.
Long as.
Also, some dentists have been on, just to give their side, saying, look, if we have to tell you 10 times, that's when we're going to like start kicking off. We're just trying to look after your teeth. Oh, Olivia from Oxfordshire went a few months ago to the dentist, got such a telling off because she'd not been there a while and actually cried. Crying.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Then she said, right, come back to me in a few weeks. And Olivia brought her mum that time. She's 22.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Gemma, you got a proper telling off, right?
Oh, I did. I know. I just so embarrassed.
Okay, so you're in Dundee. When did you go back to your dentist and how long have you left it?
So my boyfriend has been telling me the past 3 years to go to the dentist, but I think it's been longer. And I left it until I couldn't take the pain any longer.
Oh, this is really bad. You shouldn't do that.
No, I know, but I'm so scared of the dentist. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so you go in there.
And? Yeah, I go in and she asked, the receptionist asked me all these questions, looking at me like I'm some sort of, I don't know, you know.
Person that's not been to the dentist.
Yes, and I go in and see the dentist and I think she was speaking loud enough for the whole reception to hear.
Oh, yes. Okay, what did she say?
She said, you're a young woman, you should be looking after your smile and all these... It was so embarrassing that the whole dentist could hear me.
Right.
I think she's going to put braces on me just for a punishment. Right. But I'm going to have to get my wisdom teeth out tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're going?
Yeah.
So you're going to see her again?
Yeah, and I don't know how I'm going to face her.
Do what Livy did and take your mum.
Well, I tried to get my boyfriend, but he's saying, no, I can't go, so I might just say that I'm working. And I'll need to reschedule.
Surely you can't bring your boyfriend. Maybe, here's an idea. Bring a gift. Broker the peace.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, bring something to make them smile.
A box of wine.
Yeah, bring a box of wine and just say, right, let's all chill out. We can all enjoy this if we want.
I don't think she'd appreciate it.
Thing is, right,
try it.
What you're going to do, if you do reschedule tomorrow, you're just putting it off. You're putting off the inevitable because you're going to have to get it done. So you're going to have to face it at some point.
Do you know what you should bring, though? Not a box of wine. Bring apples. They love apples.
Oh,
they go mad for apples.
Always going on about an apple, aren't they?
Do you ever see a dentist eating an apple outside of work, though? No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No.
All talk.
Yeah, but they always go on about apples, still to this day.
Always apples.
Okay, good luck for tomorrow with your two wisdom teeth.
Thanks.
I'm sure she'll be fine. I think you've had the telling off now. Do you know what I mean?
We'll see.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chloe on Twitter says, it's so funny listening to Scott and Chris talking about the dentist when you're going to be one soon.
Don't be the stereotype. That's what we'd like.
I mean, they're only trying to look after your teeth, but this dental nurse, Kirsty in Kilmarnock, says they get gifts all the time. They get cakes, wine, chocolates. It's amazing.
No,
that needs to stop. From now on, if you are going to gift your dentist, just make sure it's just one apple, please. They've gone about them enough.
Scott Mills.
Right, first thing I saw when I woke up this morning were the messages, which are overlong and oversharing, from Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber, who were together, even though, like, I both seriously thought they were in other relationships. I didn't even know that they were going out. It's that quick.
Yeah, I'm not really across this relationship or Hailey Baldwin. I know she's super famous, but what does she do?
Well, I heard on Clara's show earlier, she used to be a proper super fan of his.
Oh, really?
Of Bieber. Yeah, there's tweets going back to like 2011 where, it's like, where she tweets him going, hey, at Justin Bieber, looking great with that new dark hair. And like, yeah, she's a fan, and now they're on.
But mate, he was always going to marry someone who knew who he was. It was unlikely he was going to marry someone who'd never heard of him.
I often think that about famouses. It's like, well, everyone knows who they are,
yeah,
so surely everyone's a fan if you're that famous.
Yeah, although he must always have in the back of his head.
Right.
Like, you're a fan.
So here's the messages from Hailey's account, Hailey Baldwin.
Not sure what I did in life to deserve such happiness, but I am so utterly grateful to God for giving me such an incredible person to share my life with. No words could ever express my gratitude.
Okay, that's her side. Justin's is even longer.
Was gonna wait a while to say anything, but word travels fast. Listen, plain and simple, Hailey, I'm so in love with everything about you. So committed to spending my life getting to know every single part of you, loving you patiently, kindly. My heart is completely and fully yours, and I will always put you first. You're the love of my life, Hailey Baldwin, and I wouldn't want to spend it with anybody else. You make me so much better, and we complement each other so well. Can't wait for the best season of life yet. You know, it's funny, because now, with you, everything seems to make sense. My goodness, it does feel good to have our future secured. We're going to be better at 70, baby! Here we go!
Right, that was not actual Justin Bieber, the voice of an actor there.
I like
playing the part of Justin Bieber.
But I do like to imagine that's Bieber's voice inside his head.
It will be when he's about 60.
Oh, 60?
No, he just sounds older than Justin Bieber. That's maybe a glimpse into the future. Did he actually say the best season of our life so far? You're not on a TV show. Anyway, we all know someone that overshares and does melting messages on social media to their partner. Some of yours coming up.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Right, let's take some calls. Hello?
Hello.
Who's the melt in your life then?
One of my football team.
Okay, so you're in a football team, and what's his relationship status?
Engaged at the moment.
Recently?
Yeah, recently. They got engaged at the start of this year, I believe.
Yeah, that's why the messages are like that.
I'm imagining, yeah, you're right, actually, peak sort of gushy time. Mm-hmm. Horrible word. Yeah.
You've heard the Justin Bieber ones. Is it better than that or worse than that?
It's on a very similar level.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Okay, so this is on their first anniversary. Okay, it says, "Happy one-year anniversary to my amazing fiancé. The past year has been mind-blowing. We have got engaged and now planning our future together. Every day that I wake up next to you, I wake up with a smile as that my future is right in front of me. I can't believe this year has gone so quickly, but it's been so special. I saw you first in high school from a distance, and the closer I got, I knew I liked you.
Wow.
I thought to myself, one day I will marry him, and now look at us, engaged and going to get married in a few years. It's surreal how my dreams came true, and my future is now settling into place. From the first day I became your girlfriend last year on Into Your Own Date, to being your fiancé, I love you to the moon and back, an infinite amount of my time forever and ever putting. About 500 kisses, key emoji, to my heart emoji, my world emoji, ring emoji, and every other topic emoji you can imagine."
Did I hear the word pudding there?
Yes. An infinite amount of times, forever and ever, pudding. Finished with.
Does that just mean pudding forever, or is the nickname pudding?
I think the nickname is pudding, yeah.
I think it's a nickname.
Pudding. I love you, pudding.
Hello, pudding. And they'd be doing that love voice as well. Pudding. Hello, pudding.
Oh, I love you, pudding.
Hello, pudding.
It's not even like a specific pudding, is it? I also enjoyed the line, "Ever since I saw you from afar at high school, and as I moved closer,
I
loved you more."
As
in, like,
it's like he got better the closer he got.
Yeah, fit from afar. But instead of far from fit, at also, the other end, fit from fit far, from, and also fit up close.
Fit up close.
Okay, I've got another one from April time, I think. I think they spent the weekend away.
Okay, all right, let's do it after this. Scott Mills. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are sending really melty messages to each other at the moment. And also, as was discussed on Clara's show earlier, they've been together literally 2 minutes. Like, I'm sure about 2 weeks ago, and Clara said the same, I'm sure Selena Gomez was round at Justin's.
I thought Selena was still there.
Right. Also, really recent pictures of Baldwin with Shawn Mendes. So how has this happened so quick?
Are they playing swapsies?
Yeah, I don't know. But also, and I also heard this on Clara's show earlier, Hailey Baldwin used to send proper fangirl messages to Justin Bieber on Twitter in about 2011.
Amazing.
And now she's got the prize.
Imagine the album Selena Gomez is going to do, though, in Revenge. That could be great, if angry.
Okay, so your friends also send similar messages. Can we hear some more, please?
Yeah. Okay, so this one is from just the start of this year. I think they went away together.
Okay.
After they come back, the status was, "Had the most amazing weekend with my perfect and beautiful fiancé. I absolutely love her to bits. There is no one out there who is as amazing as her. She is my everything. I couldn't see my life without her. I wish I was with her 24/7. I love our laughs together. We can have the most amazing times together. We can say and do whatever we may want. It makes no difference."
This is so oversharing. Say it to each other. Don't put it on the internet.
That's the point, isn't it? This is going out to everyone else.
Everyone. Everyone can see this. Okay, go on.
It finishes with, "The love I have for you is out of this world. Stay you, stay beautiful, stay amazing. Again, 500 kisses and then every heart and love eyes emoji."
Any puddings?
No puddings this time. He's gone off the pudding.
Thing is, in all of this, Scott, I've seen you be really melty before. You know when you're in like a new relationship and everything? You do melty things. You just don't gush about it on social.
Right. Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
They're only celebrating that lovely time in their lives where they're both really happy with each other. It can be embarrassing.
To everyone.
It can be, yeah. I do know what you mean, though.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. I was almost shook this morning when I saw the messages between Justin Bieber and... Oh, I nearly said Selena Gomez. Wrong. Hailey Baldwin, now engaged. They're sending each other stuff like this. This is from Haley.
Not sure what I did in life to deserve such happiness, but I am so utterly grateful to God for giving me such an incredible person to share my life with. No words could ever express my gratitude.
A lot of people do this on socials, though. Hello?
Hello.
So is this you that's sending the melty messages or a friend?
It's a friend at work.
Someone at work? Okay.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand, and so I think you guys need to take a look at them, to be honest.
Okay, we've got them there.
Yeah.
It is well annoying when work colleagues annoy you, isn't it? Because you actually have to spend so much time with them, not necessarily your friends.
Yeah, and it's sort of that situation where you can't really bring it up because it'll embarrass them in front of everyone.
Yeah.
You want to, but you can't, that sort of thing.
Okay, so how long has he been seeing this girl?
Definitely under 6 months. Not 100% sure exactly how long, but not long enough to be sending this stuff.
Are they as bad as the Justin and Haley ones?
I've only just seen the Justin and Haley ones, and it's not as long as that stuff, but it's pretty... I'd say it's on the same level.
Okay, settle down, everybody. Let's hear them.
Okay, so I've got one here saying, can I just say that I love life? I do ever since I met this woman. I want to be yours forever. And another one here says, they've just been on holiday, actually. So it says, I've had an amazing, although sometimes difficult 2 weeks. Now we focus on Igor and the rest of our lives. Kiss, 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 kiss. We needed this. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I love you. It's frightening.
Wow, that's frightening.
It's pretty relentless.
I want to be yours forever is terrifying. What a terrifying thing to hear 6 months in.
Yeah, I mean, that's runaway territory, right?
It's a lovely idea, isn't it? It sounds romantic, but absolutely terrifying. Yeah. I will be yours forever.
Are you still following him?
I've had to unfollow, but I'm still friends, so I've got access.
Out of interest, what do you work as?
I'm an engineer. I work for a company that makes glasses.
Okay, and this person's doing the same sort of thing. Just interested to know what they're up to.
He works in IT in the same building, yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, he'll be all over the affectionate Moonpig cards. I assume people in IT really are.
That's a great shout.
True. I bet IT send more of those than anyone else.
100.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, bye, love you, bye.
Everyone having their lunch, I promise that's the end of the melty messages. Finished.
One. Scott Mills.
It's a bit of me. Dan on text doesn't get it. Donna in Staffordshire really does. Yeah, I think it's split. I'm not sure you get it. I'm seeing zero reaction from you this week.
No, that's unfair. I'm just like, it's bold, isn't it? I'm just wondering if it will catch on the way that I think it should. I don't know how to spread love like Paddington Bear, so I sit here trying to work out what dance move that would be, and I don't know.
That is just like a stir.
You know what I mean?
A quick stir.
Or am I throwing it out like marmalade?
Who's the one with the
hand? That's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Like,
do you know what I mean? What's going on?
Boston Bun, spread love, Paddington. I think you might be overthinking it, hon.
Scott Mills.
I said I like it like that. I said I like it like that. I'm a district in the chain.
Certified, you know I'm gang. Scott Mills here with Cardi B. Follow her on Instagram if you don't already. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Does anyone else find themselves at random points in the day saying to themselves while there's nowhere else there, oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
I get the words wrong, so I start going, how do you, wow.
It's really
like,
simple.
Just where I don't know the words.
Well, I don't know the J Balvin bit because that's like full Spanish, but it's quite easy. All you do is repeat after me.
Go on.
Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
He's so handsome. What's his name?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm going to regret that now because I know how your mind works. So that will then be clipped up and just kept forever. And we'll forget about the context. It'll just be me saying that. I won't say it again.
I'll have it on the trailers in no time. From one, Scott Mills. Yeah. And then you going, oh, he's so handsome. What's his name? Hello, Toby.
Good afternoon. You all right?
Yes.
Toby.
Yeah, you. So are you sunbathing today? Is that about the height of your plans, is it?
It is. That's all I've done, getting my white body whiter.
Well, yeah, okay. So it's sunny in Basingstoke today, and it's your birthday. You are 19 tomorrow.
That's correct, yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I do like everyone around the UK right now where it's in some places sort of dropping a couple of degrees.
I'm freezing.
Acting as if winter is coming.
I'm cold today.
I think I saw Greg saying that it was a struggle now that the weather's turned nasty. And by nasty, he means it's still like 21 degrees or something like that.
Well, I'm really feeling the cold today because
you're feeling the cold?
Yeah, I'm used to it being absolutely boiling, roasting abroad like hot. That's why.
Winter is coming.
I can't get my head around it. Okay, so what are you doing to celebrate tomorrow?
I'm just having all my friends around, really, watching the football.
Oh, of course. That's a great day to have a birthday.
Barbecue and football.
Maybe
some beers.
Do it.
There's going to be a run on all barbecue stuff today and tomorrow, I feel, isn't there?
The meat shutters will be down again.
I had this last week in this position. The fridges were bare. The shutters on the fridges were down on all the meat shutters.
So, Toby, just saying, plan that early. Maybe get there today, yeah?
Yeah, no, we're about to go.
No meats. Okay, this is what I've got for you on Bangers today. See if you like it. I miss you. Blink 182.
I miss you.
Interesting.
Oh, I've got such a situation here, Scott, because this Blink song is genuinely one of my favourite songs.
I know.
So I actually want to hear this.
Oh.
So I'm kind of thinking of not even offering a banger's choice today because I don't really want to risk it.
Okay, let's
stop
it then.
What's the rules? Like, Toby, would that song do for you? Because I don't really want to offer something that might even sway you.
I've never heard it before.
Oh.
What, the Blink song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I feel it's my duty then to have to offer. But it's, honestly, Toby, if you just trust us with this, it's a really good song.
Can I hear Chris's?
I mean, that is the actual game, Toby. Oh. So, yeah, you're right to ask.
Mine's all right. It's actually not that good. There's better songs that suit the summer, if I'm honest.
Do you know this one?
This is Superman Lovers Starlight. Yeah, but it's not all that.
I don't know what to go for. Do I go for your...
I'd go for Scott. it's
not
a good
how it
song.
Works, though.
It's not. You're right, Toby. Thanks for listening. That's not how it works. But
I'm gonna just to annoy you. I'm going to go to Chris.
Oh, what a shame.
It's coming home.
It is coming home, though.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, Toby.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Good.
One. What's up, guys? I'm Javan Wade.
Yep, and I'm Perso Ascot.
How I Got Here from Radio 1's Academy.
Yes, we're talking to the brightest young things who have forged their own careers. Everyone wants their story to sound magic, innit? Mine was simple. It's just the classroom. Created my own stage in class. But then someone mentioned stand-up to me. It just looked good. It looked appealing to me.
I said, I don't want to do football anymore. I want to do acting. And everyone's like, what? You want to act?
Javan, footballer, wants to act. Yeah. I swear, that gig opened up everything. And it was the one performance I never got paid for.
That's How I Got Here from Radio 1's Academy. Download it now from wherever you found this podcast.
Superman Lovers, Starlight on Radio 1.
Good song, that, to be fair.
Oh, the Blink 182 fans are not happy. Toby's just tweeted going, that's right, people. I was just on BBC Radio 1. Probably the greatest achievement of my life. Love.
People are loving him.
Yep, absolutely. And he was right to play the game correctly. And the song he chose was Superman Lovers, Starlight, and he's completely within his rights to do that.
Mm. Scott Mills.
Justin Timberlake has just announced that tomorrow night, obviously massive, massive night, but he's playing at the O2 in London at the same time as England-Croatia. So he's done this message on his social. Well, he said this at the gig last night on stage.
It's coming.
Right, and then he's just put this on social.
There's also another very important thing happening on Wednesday. So here's what we're gonna do. I spoke to the O2. And for the first time ever, doors will open at 6:30, and we're gonna play this England-Croatia match up on my big screens. So come here, and we'll watch it together. I mean, I want to see it. You want to see it. We all want to see it.
Does he want to see it, then?
Dear, I mean, really cool of him to do, and actually a brilliant idea.
What's that voice?
Why is he saying it? Why is he saying it like the Kane advert that we play? It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
Why is he saying it like that? You come and watch the screens.
There's also another very important thing happening on Wednesday. So here's what we're going to do.
We're going to watch the football.
It gives me more stability.
it gives me more stability.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Katie, forever single in Cambridgeshire, says, today's show is so lovey. It's making me a bit sick in my mouth. Sorry. Yeah, it is today. That's Ellie Goulding. Love me like you do.
Radio 1.
So Love Island may be in Orkney next year. Orkney, are you listening? Right up there in the north, as far as Radio 1 will go. Would you be up for it?
It's just in theory, right? It's just what I was imagining might happen after Brexit.
Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, it's Isla.
Hello, Isla. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
How Where are you today?
I'm in Orkney.
Oh, we were just talking about Orkney.
Yeah, I know loads of my friends have been messaging me talking about it.
Why messaging you?
Because apparently on this Orkney version of Love Island, I would be the Megan.
Oh, no, you'd be the Megan.
You're the snake.
Apparently so, yeah. I'm a bit offended, but...
Why are they saying that?
Yeah, why would so many of your friends say that?
Well, maybe have a wee bit of a reputation.
On the, on the Orkney Islands?
On the Orkney Islands, yeah.
Not a big place, is it?
No, it's so small and rumours spread very quickly.
Oh. Can you tell me some of the rumours?
So my friend Abby tagged me, and when I questioned her about it, she said it was about the rumour that I'd gotten with one of my friend's exes, but that was definitely just one of the Orkney rumours.
Oh, it's an Orkney rumour, right?
An Orkney rumour.
An Orkney rumour. They're different to any other kind of rumour.
What, because they just get bigger and bigger?
But yeah, they grow legs and arms.
Did you say this was your friend Abby that said this about you?
Yeah, my friend Abby.
Abby on the Orkney Islands.
Yeah, because Scott. Also, I've just been told by the producer that we've got an Abby on the line now.
Hang on. Yeah, that'll be her.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that Abby?
Yes, it's me.
And you are friends, yeah?
Are you the Abby from the Orkney Islands?
I am the only Abby from the Orkney Islands.
Oh, okay. Right. Here we go.
Oh, wow. Say hi to each other because you're friends, but you're also on the radio.
Hi, Abby.
Right, so can you clear up this rumour, Abby?
Okay, so I think it basically started because she basically had broken up a 5-year relationship previously, and had started that she'd gotten with one of our best friend's exes.
Yeah.
And they'd been kind of, like, she'd been kind of keeping it kind of quiet, but... she'd been denying it and everything, but it had been said that they were together at the back of the nightclub at the weekend.
Oh,
so,
well, the weekend just gone?
A few weekends passed.
Oh, okay. What club is it? Because I think I've been to this club.
Fusion?
Yeah, I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah. It's weird when a new person arrives, they're like, who's this? Who are you?
Isla, does this all sound right to you?
That's the rumour.
That's the rumour. Okay. I mean, the back of Fusion is notorious. You'll see two people together, and next thing you know, there's rumours that you've gotten together.
Yeah, it could have been any two people at the back of Fusion,
yeah,
Scott.
Exactly.
It's an Orkney rumour. It wasn't necessarily Isla. Hashtag Megan.
This is why I think, and Chris is right, Love Island, after Brexit, should be on Orkney. Do you agree?
Totally, 100%.
Would you both want to go on it, or just Isla?
I think I would just have to watch me.
Yeah, and Isla, yeah. you can actually come on and be the Megan of the Orkney Islands.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be showcasing a bikini, though. It is very, very cold here.
It is cold. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. It's cold a lot, right?
We went to do, like, an indoor Love Island.
Have I got this wrong? And when I went to Orkney, did I see penguins?
No penguins?
No, it's not that cold.
Right.
Mate, did you see penguins getting off with each other at the back of Fusion?
No. No, I just...
Or is that an Orkney rumour?
No, I think...
That's an Orkney rumour.
I think this is another island that I've been to.
I would like to know more Orkney rumours.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Oh.
I bet you've got loads.
We got rumoured that Daniel Radcliffe was in Orkney last weekend.
Right. These are brilliant. Okay. Why did that come about?
Well, we get a lot of cruise ships in. And it had been said that he was on one of the cruise ships.
Yeah.
This is so good.
It's an Orkney rumour.
Right. I'm saying yes to Orkney for Love Island 2019.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks very much, girls.
Okay. Thank
you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Karen lives in Orkney. She says, yeah, she'd be up for going in the villa if it relocates, but I'm not wearing a bikini. Freezing. I worry because it always looks sunny on Love Island that might not happen. No offence to Orkney. Oh, here we go. John from Orkney says his mate Alex is a massive snake and lives in Orkney. Perfect. Also, we have got... Well, we've got other people like Brogan on Twitter saying, no, Orkney, you need to come to Shetland. That would be better. Maybe you want to nominate, you know, if it does move from Mallorca, if you live on an island in the UK, nominate your island to be the next Love Island. We've got Barra, we've got Lewis or Harris, we've got the Isle of Bute, the Isle of Sheppey, or my favourite, Benbecula.
Are we just going up north to those Hebrides islands, or is any island possible?
Any island, Isle of Wight, if you want.
Right, yeah, this is good. Well, we sort of need the snakiest one.
Yeah, so if enough people would apply, then we could maybe get it moved. Benbecula in the Outer Hebrides only has 1,000-odd people on it, so everyone's exes would always be going in the villa. Scott Mills. James in Shetland, the most northerly island in the UK, is up for being on it next year. Chris votes for Jersey, hottest place in the British Isles, so guaranteed sun, well, a lot more. And also, apparently on Jersey, tons of mugginess and snakes, and that's the tea.
For the Scottish Islands, Martin's saying they can sell official Love Island personalised hot water bottles. That's a great idea.
That's very good. someone says that Orkney Love Island would just be people indoors all the time playing board games. But you do get to know people good when you're playing board games.
True.
That's the tea.
Why do you keep saying that? What does that mean?
I saw someone that I find really funny on Twitter keep saying it, and it's my new favourite thing.
That's the tea?
Yeah.
What does the tea mean?
It's like, that's a fact. That's the truth.
Well, what's the tea stand for?
That's the tea. That's what it is.
What, tea like a drink?
Summer Mix is coming up. That's the tea.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's the tea, I think, is from RuPaul's Drag Race. You're not a regular viewer.
Oh, right, yeah, I've not seen that.
That's the tea. Use it tonight.
I still don't know where I'm using it, though.
Use it to your fiancé's dad. Like, all right, Martin.
Where's the tea?
I'm going out tonight, and that's the tea. It means, like, that's the gossip. You know, that's the tea. Come on, Phil, play nice. He says if Love Island did relocate to Orkney, it wouldn't be I've got a text, it'd be I've got a fax. That's not nice, Phil.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Come join us. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.